standalone game. This week you get the two games. Last year you had the two games first. This year they did it the second week. Interesting. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. But still, two outstanding games. How good is Buffalo? How good or how much has the Titans fall? And Vikings, with that win over Green Bay, they would like to keep it rolling. And the Philadelphia Eagles could be the surprise team in the league. So going to be very interesting to see how that all plays out tonight. This segment will be brought to you by Heritage Building Maintenance, founded in the Midwest in 2011, provide quality health-centric building maintenance. They believe the cleaning industry should provide the first line of defense and proper health care, always looking for the right process to provide the highest quality, safest, and most healthy environment. They are certified partners in science-proven microbial control, the state-of-the-art protection to keep those environments safe and more healthy for all involved. That is what these what cleaning companies and especially what Heritage is looking to do. We need to get better. It's like kind of the Marines, right? You need to get better, faster, stronger. Things need to be to work quicker. They need to work longer. They need to keep people safer. And that's where they are right now and in the cutting edge of that industry. So exciting stuff, and glad to have them be a part of the program. Okay, I said I was going to go through this. So the Southeastern Conference surprise team, Kentucky Wildcats. Tennessee Volunteers playing really well, too. You know, a lot of offense. Vanderbilt is 3-1. They're there. Arkansas, 3-0. The LSU Tigers are 2-1. Alabama, 3-0. Ole Miss is 3-0. And Auburn, Texas A&M, and Mississippi State are all 2-1. This is one of those years where when you're looking at the SEC, the Alabama side, man, it's tough, folks. It's not going to be as easy as it has been. Are they still going to roll through there? Absolutely. And like we said before, the Georgia Bulldogs, I think right now, defending champions, they really, really, really good team. And you could see a lot of stuff working for them. So let's do our NFL dive here. I'm gonna save the two games for tonight. We'll talk about that in the start of the next segment. Also, we'll do a little potpourri in the last segment, and maybe add some baseball into. And we'll talk about the upcoming week in the NFL as well. But going through some of these games, it started out on Thursday night. The Chiefs and the Chargers, what a game that was. Justin Herbert, is, as far as I've seen today, he is still active. I don't think he's going to miss games. You have to be careful with stuff like that. So it'll be very interesting to see how that goes. I'm clicking here. It's taking my computer a second. That's why I'm... There we go. Scores. When it gets slow later. It's really funny. Less people are here now than were when I first came here, and it is slower. So I don't know how many people. It depends on if you have the NFL Network or the DirecTV, whatever, to see all the games. But man, you can keep up with these ESPN, CBS, Fox. All of them are you know, just you can keep up. The Cleveland Browns getting ready. I think they were just past the 2-minute warning, and Nick Chubb broke through. And here's the talk of the day, in particular with this game, is, well, Nick Chubb should have just fallen down, and they could have taken a knee, and worst case scenario, they could have kicked a field goal, but with a lot less time on there. They didn't. Nick Chubb scored. And the Jets came back and won that football game. Cleveland Browns missed an extra point. You shouldn't be missing extra points. It's just not good. And we'll see where that leads. You can't, when you look at the box score, you cannot blame Jacoby Brissett unless I missed. He had one interception. He only got sacked one time. He was 22 of 27 for 229. Nick Chubb ran for 87. Joe Flacco threw for 307, four touchdowns, no turnovers. Breece Hall had seven carries for 50 yards. Pretty excited about that. Also had one catch for 10 and a touchdown. He's working his way into the lineup. A huge win for the Jets, a huge win for Robert Saleh, who started cashing some of these I told you so's. It's one game, it's Cleveland, but it was at Cleveland. That probably shouldn't have been that type of game. The Detroit Lions, once again, 36-27. They're playing well for Coach Campbell. A lot of people questioned a little bit picking Aiden Hutchinson. He has played outstanding. For Detroit, it was a no-brainer. He's a Michigan kid. Very interesting game. The Detroit Lions are very interesting. And Coach Campbell took a lot of heat coming into last season and the type of guy, and is he ready for the big stage? Yes, he is. And the players love him. So it's pretty amazing. The next game on here is the Buccaneers Saints. We said this all along, and there's going to be some of these games we're going to start going, okay, you no longer have this quarterback, and what are you going to do? And so Jameis Winston is one of those guys. The turnovers, you know, none the first week. They played awesome. Three picks, had a couple of fumbles. I think he recovered both of them. Did not play well, couldn't hit big passes. They kicked a field goal in the first quarter, scored a touchdown late. They win 20-10. Tom Brady showed stuff yesterday. This was not a Tom Brady win. This was a Tom Brady managed game to get them enough points to win because their defense is unbelievably good right now. They are not giving up very many points. They are quick to the ball. They don't give up big yardage. It's very interesting to see. Next game on the gauntlet, Carolina Panthers, New York Giants. When you look at the box score, this is what's going to happen with the New York Giants. Daniel Jones can't make mistakes. He was 22 for 34 for 176, and he had a touchdown, no interceptions. Saquon Barkley had 72 yards. Daniel Jones had 21 yards. Christian McCaffrey had 102. Baker Mayfield, 14 for 29, under 50%. No turnovers. Was sacked twice. Daniel Jones was sacked three times. Just an interesting game. But the New York Giants are 2-0. Let me say that again. The New York Giants are 2-0. It matters. It matters on coaching in this league. It's always mattered. It's always going to matter. And I'm not just saying, what's the easy way to? I think that Matt Rhule is going to be done after this year. I think Matt Rhule is going to get back into college. And I think Matt Rhule will be a great college coach again. I watched his Baylor teams. He's a good coach. Sometimes the NFL is not for some of these guys. It just doesn't work out. If you go somewhere and you don't have a quarterback, or if you have a quarterback and like the New York Giants, and you had a quarterback that you trusted, all your people kind of agreed on, but didn't have an offensive line and didn't have weapons, those are automatic fails for people. Brian Daboll comes in. He has a scheme, he has an offensive mind, and he was looking for ways. Listen, these aren't pretty wins, but they're wins, and that's all they were looking for to try to get the New York Giants back in the thick of things. What would be my next one here? Is the Patriots and the Steelers. Ugly game. Not a lot of fun to watch. And it was our CBS affiliates game of the day. The New England Patriots are not great. Mac Jones is a game manager. Bill Belichick is still smart. Their offense has no creativity. If you're the Pittsburgh Steelers and you're looking at Mac Jones and you're looking at New England and what they're doing and you're not playing Kenny Pickett to see what you have, I think it's a mistake. Do I think Mitchell Trubisky is an NFL quarterback? I think if circumstances would be different, maybe. I think when you go to a team, and he went to a Bears team that had no idea what they were doing, and thank goodness they have somebody there now that it's at least trying to help Justin Fields. And I think they ruined a quarterback. And I don't know if somebody can fix him. And Pittsburgh is not known for fixing things in the quarterback situation. They had Ben Roethlisberger. Ben was a huge, huge entity for the Pittsburgh Steelers. But they built it on defense and running, and Ben would do the things that he had to do. The Jacksonville Jaguars probably should have won last week. Doug Peterson, Trevor Lawrence, you look at the box score. Trevor Lawrence had the things that happen to you when you're the number one pick. He had a horrible coach, a horrible human being in Urban Meyer. Sorry. It looks pretty obvious. And yesterday he was 25 for 30 for 235 yards, two touchdowns, and a quarterback rating of 95.3. Matt Ryan threw 16 of 30, 195, had three picks, had a QBR rating of 6.3. This is Matt Ryan, who is cusp-wise on a trajectory that before the game yesterday might have put him in the Hall of Fame. Probably not. They get nine carries to Jonathan Taylor. Ask me how that felt, having him as my lead guy on my fantasy football team. Not well. It didn't go well. It's just Trevor Lawrence has somebody that knows how to get the best out of his quarterback. And I, for one, think that Trevor Lawrence is a better quarterback than Carson Wentz. So I think with Trevor Lawrence, he can go further than what he did with Carson Wentz. This Jacksonville Jaguar team has talent. And it was nice for them to get a big win. What's up next on this docket here? We have got... So this was the battle between Happy Hour Sports, Dean and Scott, the Baltimore Ravens and the Miami Dolphins. Going into the fourth quarter, it was 35-14, and the Miami Dolphins end up winning the game. Tua Tagovailoa threw for six touchdowns, over 400 yards. The Baltimore Ravens secondary just decided to let everybody get behind them. Wasn't what you expect when the Baltimore Ravens are up by 21, but besides Lamar Jackson, they couldn't run the ball. J.K. Dobbins not playing. Congratulations to Tua. Congratulations to Tyreek Hill, who needs to drink more Gatorade because he kept coming out because of cramps. But the star of that game was Jalen Waddle. What a great athlete he is, and he is going to be. The L.A. Rams eked out a win against the Falcons, 31-27. The San Francisco 49ers with no Trey Lance, first series, and if you saw this, it was bad. He gets sacked, pulled down. I think he actually gained a yard, got pulled down. He was getting ready to stand up, and his foot and his ankle weren't pointing the right direction. It was gross. Jimmy Garoppolo comes in and wins that 27-7. Quarterback controversy, glad they kept him. What do you do? I have no idea. Dallas Cowboys, Cincinnati Bengals. I don't know if it's a Joe Burrow issue. I don't know if it's an offensive line issue. I don't know if it's a Zach Taylor issue, but you are going to get your quarterback killed. The Dallas Cowboys probably did not deserve to win that game, but I will give credit where credit is due. Cooper Rush had a good game. Sorry. My microphone was acting up. I thought Cooper Rush, 19 of 31, 235 yards and a touchdown, had 78.2. Joe Burrow was 24 for 136, 199, a touchdown, no interceptions. He was sacked six times. He was hit another six. He was hurried another six. So 18 out of, so half of his attempts, either was hit, knocked down, or sacked. That is not the way you keep your quarterback upright. Elliott and Pollard combined for 96. Joe Mixon had 57, didn't really run well. Just not a good look for the Bengals, and a healthy win for the Cowboys at home. They're going to win their home games. They're going to lose their road games, and you see how quickly that that Dak Prescott comes back. Next up was the Broncos and Texans. I can't even talk about the game. Nathaniel Hackett. I'll spend some time on him, maybe even in potpourri. Once again, burned four timeouts out of the day for no apparent reason. Looks to be that he has no idea in the world what he's doing. It looks like, you know, he came in as Aaron Rodgers' guru. I think that might have been Aaron Rodgers. Came in as an offensive guy, not calling the right plays, not doing a lot of things, and making Russell Wilson not look good. And everybody's like, how can that happen? The coach can't. I think a coach can. I think a coach can make that. I think a coach can make people look not very good. Two games left. I'll get one of them done. I'll do the Packers-Bears first. I'll leave the Cardinals-Raiders because I want to talk about that one a little bit more. The Chicago Bears were outmanned, outcoached, and it's not Matt Eberflus's fault. Green Bay at home after a bad loss. You knew they were going to play well. It kind of, you know, the one good play that Chicago had, Justin Fields, was 4 yards past the line of scrimmage. Those are little things that I'm not saying it was the wrong hire, but when you have a young quarterback and you're trying to change things, you don't bring in defensive coordinators. This is Steen on Sports, bringing you sports your way every day, right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Got a little bit more NFL. I'm looking at the games tonight, right after this.
Find us at iowafcs.com.
Live from the capital city, it's Steen on Sports, 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody, once again. Second hour, second segment. You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ and at Steen on Sports, Facebook at 1700 The Champ, and the website 1700thechamp.com. Where am I going? Yeah, I did that one. We'll do Palmer Group. Palmer Group was founded in 1998 by Austin Palmer, whose goal was to change the dynamic by serving both clients and candidates. Their company purpose is making lives better. They give employees even more ways to be engaged by being employee-owned, take more stock in their job. They currently have over 500 jobs open in segments as accounting and finance, admin, customer service, construction, engineering, manufacturing, information technology, mortgage and banking. They are getting candidates and companies on the same page to make things happen. Job markets are out there. They're doing their best to fill them. It's something to look into, folks. If you're looking for a job, they're gonna help you in a multitude of ways. They have more leads. They'll help you. They'll make sure your resume is good. They'll make sure that you know how to answer the questions, your interview questions, the right way, how to look, how to be, all of that. They're going to try to take care of all of that and at the same time use your strengths to get you the job that you want. That's what you're looking for. That's what Palmer Group does. And I thank them for being a part of the program. Okay, so we were looking at the – I passed on one. And, well, let me do this before I do that. We have Titans-Bills pregame come on right after the show. And then later tonight, you're going to get joined in progress Vikings and Eagles. And tomorrow after the show is Hawkeye Huddle and Chiefs Kingdom. So this week, I am here today. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott tomorrow. Wednesday is our day of caring with my real job with Knapp Properties, doing some stuff in the communities, and very excited about getting to do that. And then I will be here Thursday, hopefully with Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott as well. And then Friday we have a another charity golf event that I'm doing with three of my coworkers at Knapp. So that's what this week is. This is how the week's looking. So hopefully everybody is okay with that. I get it. A lot of this stuff is something that I care deeply about. Deaver Roofing and giving underprivileged poor kids the chance to get Christmas presents. And this is a special thing. They go, they pick them up, they take them out and take them Christmas shopping. It means so much when you do things like that. And it's just pretty cool. And we're very excited to be able to do that. And we're working on some houses on our Wednesday day of caring. And that's going to be exciting. We've done it now for we've done different organizations, different neighborhood areas. It's just something that Knapp Properties cares a lot about, and cares a lot about the communities that we have buildings and serve people in. And it's fun to do. And it's a way to get to do stuff with some of your buddies from work. It'll be a good time. We got three different places that we're working on and a couple other things that we're doing as well. And it's a whole week long thing for United Way. I'm extremely excited to be a part of a great organization like Knapp Properties. I want to thank Coach Kevin O'Hare for coming in earlier today. I appreciate him doing that as always. Tuesday is Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. On Thursday, Zach Steenblock's coming in. Maddie Nelson's coming in. B. Styles is coming in. And I'm hoping either tomorrow or Thursday in another one that David Eicholt will come in and get his take on some of the games. His take, you know, even when you look at this past weekend, you have different takes from Iowa fans and Iowa State fans. That's what makes it so much fun. Both got wins. Both needed wins to get ready to start conference play. So, and you know, that was kind of a big talk again this weekend. It was a big talk in college football that if they go to a 12-team playoff, if they go to different conference alignments, a lot of these games that we're seeing, you know, I'm not a big proponent of Alabama playing somebody that you've never heard of before and paying them a bunch of money. You know, that's kind of not what we're looking for, and probably should be a little bit punishable when you're looking at the overall record and overall thing, but it never is. But I think you're going to see, and for sadness, every year an Iowa State game probably is not going to happen. Hopefully that we can keep it for every, you know, 2 to 3 rotations. I bet is something that you could probably get in the cards. But the idea of playing Ohio or Nevada and things like that, I don't think you're going to have that capability. If you want to get in that 12-team playoff at the end of the year, you have got to play people that are close to being ranked in the top 25 to get enough points to get there. All right, so I'm moving on to Arizona and Las Vegas. I thought with John Gruden last year that it was a mess in Las Vegas. I was a huge Josh McDaniels fan. I'm still a huge Josh McDaniels fan. Sometimes I think that the tree from New England doesn't get Mike Vrabel might be the one that kind of bucks the system a little bit. But sometimes they're not as good because I don't think they can get that New England way of thinking out of their brain. I think Josh McDaniel has a top 10, top 15 at the worst quarterback. He has a good running back. He has weapons, and he has Davante Adams. Davante Adams was targeted 7 times. He had 2 catches. You're going to have to do a better job getting him the ball. Their defense played well. This game, like some others this weekend, This game was 23-7 going into the fourth quarter, and the Arizona Cardinals scored 16 points. Kyler Murray, running for his life, 31 of 49, 277, a touchdown and a pick. Derek Carr was 25 of 39, 252, two touchdowns, sacked once. Kyler Murray was sacked once. If Kyler Murray wasn't Kyler Murray, he'd have been sacked 10 times. It came down to big plays. And you had chances to stop him on the last touchdown, the last two-point conversion, and I can't remember if it was the two-point conversion or the touchdown, Kyler Murray ran around, I kid you not, for 32 seconds. Well, that was the two-point conversion, because he ran around for 32 seconds and actually ran it in to tie the game. It was fascinating how fast and quick. I think Kyler Murray I genuinely believe that he is a top 10 quarterback in the NFL, and his ability with his strong arm, quickness, movement, all of that. If I was ranking Cliff Kingsbury in coaching, I would probably have him 29, 30, 31, or 32. I don't think he has a makeup of a head NFL coach. And some of these coaches, you're kind of figuring, Zach Taylor, how good is Zach Taylor? How good is Joe Burrow? They went from, I know how good Joe Burrow is, but Joe Burrow has to have some time. He got sacked 8 times. People were making fun of Tom Brady yesterday, saying, well, he has no time to throw it, but it's not the Tom Brady of old. He still won a football game because he made passes when he had to, and he made adjustments when he had to. Now, I don't know if that's all Tom, if it's part of the, I don't know what it all entails. I don't think Cliff Kingsbury is a high-end good coach. That's all it is. It's an opinion. It's my opinion. And I like watching Arizona play. I just think that he leaves too much to chance out there. And that was the game that the Las Vegas Raiders, they should be 1-1. The Cardinals should be 0-2. And I'm telling you right now that if the Cardinals were 0-2 going into and their next game, I'm going to click it right here. Their next game is against the LA Rams. If they'd have been 0-2 and they'd have lost that game, I don't know if Cliff Kingsbury is still the coach. That's kind of where I'm at with all of that. So, that gets us to these games tonight, and I think they are fascinating games. I do not think the Tennessee Titans, as they are put together, are good enough to make the playoffs in the AFC. You have to have the ability to run the football. I understand that, but you're not winning with just Derrick Henry running the football. They play the Buffalo Bills tonight, and they play in Buffalo. And when that offense and defense are both clicking the way they are, Buffalo is by far the best team that's in the NFL. I do not see this game as being close tonight. And I don't think the Tennessee Titans trust their quarterback, and I think that's going to show tonight. The second game is the bigger game. You have the Philadelphia Eagles and the Minnesota Vikings. The Philadelphia Eagles came out, if you went talent for talent, slot for slot, lineman, everything, what are the Philadelphia Eagles worried about? Jalen Hurts. Can he be that guy? It's just like, can Tua be that guy? I think Jalen Hurts has a better chance of being that guy. But I think they both are vastly underrated in what they can do. And I think that we don't take into consideration enough of their mental and their physical ability to do that. The Philadelphia Eagles have the talent to do it. The Minnesota Vikings defense is really, really good this year. Za'Darius Smith is a huge add. They have what I consider to be the best wide receiver in football. You still have to scheme against the Philadelphia Eagles. You're going to have to scheme to get him open. Tonight, you are going to see, I believe, the difference between having a old curmudgeon defensive coach and having Kevin O'Connell an offensive coach. Mike Zimmer would never press against a team like Philadelphia. And I think you need to press against a team like that. You need to put your foot down. If you have an offense, that's no one is ever going to say about the Kansas City Chiefs when healthy, all healthy. And last year, by the time they got into that playoffs, their offensive line was dinged up. They had a lot of people dinged up. When the Kansas City Chiefs have their full allotment offensively, it is hard to stop them. And I think the Minnesota Vikings have that same capability. They just didn't have a head coach or a front office that went, you know, we're watching Kansas City. We're watching Buffalo. We're watching Cincinnati. We're watching the LA Rams. What do they all have in common? Really, really, really good offensive game planning and the capability to put points on the board and still have defenses good enough to keep that difference. And the Minnesota Vikings did not have that with Mike Zimmer because he did not ever trust the offense, even though he was the reason the offense wasn't any good because he wouldn't let them do anything. It wasn't because they didn't have talent, because they have talent. They have a good offensive line. They protect Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins doesn't turn the ball over. Now, tonight, watch him. He'll have 5 turnovers because I've just jinxed the heck out of him. But I jinxed the heck out of Jalen Hurts, too, because I think Jalen Hurts is a very, very good, a very, very good football player. And I think if the Minnesota Vikings can go into Philadelphia and win that game, I think the Minnesota Vikings are on a roll. I still wouldn't pick them to win a game in Green Bay, but man, Green Bay doesn't want to see that defense and they don't want to see it very soon. I guarantee you that. The Minnesota Vikings then have the Detroit Lions, but they get them at home. We'll see how Detroit is on the road. I wouldn't want to play that. That team never gives up. That is the coach's team. That is Dan Campbell's team. They play, they look, they act like that. Your next game for Minnesota is at New Orleans. Sometimes that can be a tough place, but if it's Jameis Winston and with that defense, they can make them make mistakes. They get Chicago at home. Chicago is not a good football team. They get Miami at Miami. That's a tough game. They get Arizona at home. They go to Washington. They get Buffalo on the road. They get Dallas at home. They get New England at home. They get the Jets at home. And then they play at Detroit. They have Indianapolis at home, the Giants, and then they get Green Bay and Chicago. So they don't get Green Bay until next to last week. And that's a pretty good schedule there, right? Right? Okay, you're listening to Scene on Sports. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM. 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Potpourri. Ton of stuff on social media this weekend. We'll be right back.
This season, Northern Iowa fans, connect with Steen on Sports at 1700thechamp.com. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Last segment of this Monday. Drive home safe. Get home safe. Doubleheader NFL football coming up right here on 1700 The Champ AM, 101.3 FM. You are listening to Scene on Sports. We're bringing sports your way every day. Pre-game coming up at 6 with the Titans at the Bills, Vikings at the Eagles. Join in progress. Hawkeye Huddle, Chiefs Kingdom. 6-7. Want to thank Coach Kevin O'Hare for coming in today. And remember, Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott tomorrow. Want to thank my sponsors, Des Moines Orthopedic, Heritage Building Maintenance, Northwest Bank, Palmer Group, iCubs, Woodman Controls. Come and go if you hear the commercials during the show. It's kind of cool. And BetMGM, because you hear those commercials during during the show as well. So I want to thank both of them. Okay, a little potpourri to end the day. First off, yes, I know that Cytown is out there and all the different things. That is a happy hour sports with Steen and Scott main topic tomorrow. Also have a announcement tomorrow that we'll announce during the show. I think I'll probably do a little social media before the show as well on an author coming in, coming out with a book on Jack Trice. And we'll talk and I'll give you more details tomorrow. Like I said, a little potpourri. So the top 10 websites that people spent the most money on in 2022. Well, number one's easy. That's Amazon. Number two, really funny, OnlyFans.com. My kids get that. Three, eBay. Four, Target. Five, Best Buy. This one's the shocker of all these. I'm not going to give this one yet. I'm going to give number seven, Home Depot. Number eight, Walmart. Number nine, Etsy. And I know I should know what that is, and I don't. So if somebody could shoot me a text on what Etsy is, I can give that out. And number 10 is Kohl's. Number six, I would have never guessed this one. LongJohnSilvers.com. Really? That is, wow. I was flabbergasted, to say the least. One of the big things today, who is the person that everybody's going to have to go through in the AFC West? I still think it's the Chiefs. I do believe the Chiefs got the majority of that vote. The Mets have Major League Baseball's highest payroll for the first time in 33 years. In 1989, their highest payroll had their five top people who were Doc Gooden, 2.4, Gary Carter, 2.2, Keith Hernandez, 2, Ron Darling, 1.9, and Kevin McReynolds, 1.9. And that was a high payroll when you added the rest of people. In 2022, Matt Scherzer, $43.3 million. Jacob DeGrom, $37.5 million. Lindor, $34.1 million. Sterling Marte, $15.7 million. And Mark Kenha, $13 million. There's a big, big difference. The Bengals have faced teams led by Cooper Rush and Mitch Trubisky, and so far this season, they're 0-2. And they are the only team in the NFL to not hold a lead this season. Let me say that again. They have not held a lead this season, and they're going to get Joe Burrow hurt. I thought this was really funny that one of the biggest thing out there is that Tom Brady is going to not going to be practicing on Wednesdays. And everybody thought that was wildly, well, why does he get Wednesdays? There's a bunch of people on the Buccaneers that don't practice on Wednesdays. Interesting. South Carolina football coach Shane Beamer apologized after shouting at female athletes on the field for a ceremony during Saturday's game. It was a ceremony for Title IX, South Carolina being a huge part of the Title IX and how they have worked their way through and are one of the leads in the NCAA in that process. And he's shouting at them to get off the field so they can play football. You ever wonder? I can't even say it on the radio. Good Lord. Most yards after catch among wide receivers this season. It was all players from yesterday. Jalen Waddle, Tyreek Hill, and Rashad Bateman. Interesting. Mike Evans yesterday got suspended. He gets suspended for a game. There was talk back and forth. With the cornerback, with Tom Brady, Mike Evans came and pushed him down, and all heck broke loose. I don't think that deserved a one-game suspension. I think he should have got fined. He is going to appeal. We'll see what happens. Ryan Tannehill has been held under 20-plus completions in 8 of his 13 career games versus Buffalo. He is a different player when he plays the Buffalo Bills. The top five – in high school football, Pleasant Valley, Dowling Catholic, Ankeny, Southeast Polk, and Cedar Rapids Kennedy. A big win by Ankeny, beating Southeast Polk. It's really funny. Pleasant Valley, definitely, because Dowling has played Ankeny and Southeast Polk. Southeast Polk has played Ankeny and Dowling. I guarantee you Pleasant Valley or Cedar Rapids Kennedy, who are number five, have played that tough a schedule yet. It's always kind of east side, west side, and then see what happens when you get to the dome. Once again, if you didn't see this yesterday, Trey Lance, I mean, everybody, I think they just thought he got sacked, and he was trying to get up, and he couldn't stand on his foot, and then you saw his, it was bad. Aiden Hutchinson, that's kind of what I wanted. You get to a point, the Detroit Lions have had a bevy of first-round draft picks. They were chastised a lot that that wasn't a good pick for them. He has been amazing so far. And he's a local hometown, homegrown kid. And I think that's really important. Amoni Bates played for Memphis, was arrested Sunday night in Michigan after sheriff deputies found a firearm in a vehicle he was driving. He will be charged with carrying a concealed weapon. Bates' lawyer said he borrowed someone's car and gun was located in the car. I guess that could happen. I don't know what you do about that, but that is, whew, that's not a good thing. Falcons wide receiver Drake London joins a talented list of 21-year-old rookie wide receivers with 150-plus receiving yards through their first two games. Stephon Diggs, DeSean Jackson, Randy Moss, DeAndre Hopkins, Rondell Moore, CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper, Jamar Chase, and DK Metcalf. He's a good player. He's fun to watch. I got to give credit to who this was, but I think it was a really good poll. Should the 27-0 win over Nevada make Hawkeye fans feel better or worse about their team? And with my talk that I had earlier today, I think your worries haven't changed. I don't think you should be overly worried. And I don't think that you should have higher expectations because of that game. They were not very good. The last two seasons, no teams that have started 0-2 has made the playoffs. And the Raiders and Bengals, who both made the playoffs, are both started out the season 0-2. That one's going to be pretty interesting. Most sacks in the NFL through two. Micah Parsons has 4. Khalil Mack has 3.5. He plays tonight. He could take that lead. Devin White has 3. Miles Garrett has 3. Alex Highsmith has 3. Nick Bosa has 3. And Aiden Hutchinson has 3. Once again, congratulations to Becky Hammon. I always call her Harmon. I hate that. Becky Hammon. Sorry, Becky. You're a Hall of Famer. I am not. That is my bad. I hope she gets another chance in the NBA, but I don't even know if she wants another chance in the NBA. That'll be very interesting to see what happens. Passing leaders. If you had these three passing leaders after the first two games in the season and you bet it, you would be a rich man. Tua Tagovailoa, 739. Carson Wentz, 650. And Joe Flacco, 616. Wow. That is, who would have thought that? So with all of that being said, once again, I'm a huge Herm Edwards fan. Didn't like the fact that he got fired at Arizona State. It wasn't a good situation. It hasn't been for a couple of years. You're listening to Scene on Sports, bringing sports your way every day, right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM. So much to talk about on a Monday. It was great to be here. Happy Hour Sports with Steve and Scott tomorrow. We'll be looking forward to it. Enjoy these two games tonight, and we will see you at 4.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3.